go to enough modern restaurants and you can play a form of food trend bingo. Cauliflower and kale, short ribs and pork belly, a gourmet take on mac and cheese. They all trace connected lines across plenty of menus. And why not? They're all delicious when handled right, and they're all pretty accessible crowd pleasers too. It's simple math. But then look at a cross-section of particular New Orleans menus, and you might spot a trend that doesn't seem to add up. Sweetbreads, an enigma of a dish, coated in butter, wrapped in a confusing name, and gobbled up with unusual gusto in our city for reasons that are both cultural and culinary. It takes a lot to get sweetbreads into presentable shape, and if you see them in the raw, all pale and lumpy and squishy, it can take some imagination to think of them as even palatable. Nevertheless, sweetbreads are turning up with increasing frequency around New Orleans. But what are they? Let's start with the name. It's so deceptive, it seems intentional, almost Orwellian. They're not sweet, and they're definitely not bread. In fact, the definition is a little nebulous. But generally, sweetbreads are the thymus gland, or sometimes pancreas gland, taken from veal calves. The name might be a combination of words from Old English. Sweet, meaning in this case, lighter tasting than other meats, and bread, from an archaic term for food morsels. That's one story anyway. For the uninitiated, though, eating sweetbreads once is enough to sear the flavor profile into the taste buds. We are talking about offal, but the most regal offering in that realm of organs and innards, with a mild flavor and a fine, creamy, smooth texture. Those who love them really love them, and in New Orleans, they've long enjoyed a built-in fan base. Old Creole cookbooks list rosters of recipes for sweetbreads, and today, the dish is a mainstay at some old-line Creole restaurants, notably Arnaud's and Galatoire's. Other bastions are Clancy's, Bayona, and Brightson's, and many chefs who've come through these kitchens to open their own restaurants have learned the sweetbreads' tricks from the best. Elsewhere, though, sweetbreads are inspiring more contemporary acts of offal artistry. At Dory Metropolitan, they arrive in highly composed fashion with spiced orbs of yogurt. Sweetbreads tumble from a pita sandwich at Shia. They're nestled in linguine at Carrollton Market, paired with smoked farro at Patois, and made into an eye-popping poutine at Toop's Meadery, with melted cheese curds and all. They're mixed with crab meat at Gautreaux's uptown and at the Franklin in the Marigny. They're charred on the grill at La Boca and painted with buffalo sauce at Sylvain. At Brennan's, they even taste southern, served over truffle grits with sherry bacon jus dribbling over the edge. This is not just a local trend. Sweetbreads are more popular all over as diners dig into offcuts and exotic butcher shop finds. But New Orleans, with a well-primed cultural affinity for sweetbreads and a crop of chefs putting their own signature on the stuff, is starting to feel like the land of the gland. Learn more and see my top picks for sweetbreads around New Orleans at wwno.org.